our songs you can sing along to, 1026 4MK and Rob Kidd for breakfast. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app, now streaming, download it, better than FM, 641, couple of clouds around, some little showers. East, south, east, Lee's blowing up 30s. We've already got 25 degrees. And you know, we're a generous mob around MacArthur with Sundays. We love helping out our own. We love helping out our neighbours. This is where I need your help right now to help out Katie Lamb and her family. We got her on the line?
Yeah, you've got me.
There you're going.
All right, how are you?
Good. What are you up so early for?
I run a boarding kennel in Kattery, so I'm always up at the spark of dawn to get in with my animals when it's nice and cool and when they start yelling for me.
It's a beautiful start. The sunrise is spectacular. I can hear the lorikeets going off in their heads in the background too.
Absolutely. Lorikeets, black cockatoos. We've got peacocks on site, guinea fowls, and you'll probably hear the rooster in a second.
Whereabouts are you? What suburb are you in?
In Alligator Creek.
Oh, God's paradise. God's paradise. Hey, on social media over the weekend, a couple of friends of mine told me about yourself and little Martin. Hands up, we need help for Martin. Tell me about Martin.
So Martin is 10 years old, and from a very young age, it was very obvious that he had something special going on. And over the years, he's been diagnosed as a level 2 to 3 autistic, which generally speaking, that's a very high rating. Martin is unusual, and he's one of very few children who have a certification that says he is twice exceptional. And what that means is while he has a mental difference, he is also classified as a genius, as a certified genius, which allows him to, he has an advantage because of that intelligence that he can continue to interact with the world in a way that most of the kids with his diagnosis can't.
Yeah.
That means that he has all the things that kids with his diagnosis have, but with the intelligence to make them even more scary and even bigger. And he's a very busy boy in his little head.
So your little boy needs help right now. How can MacKinder with Sundays help you?
Well, at the moment we're fundraising for an assistance dog through Smart Pups. Now, an assistance dog is very much like people perceive a service dog for blind people. However, it's the way that they interact with the person that they're assisting is very different. They offer emotional, physical support for the person. Yep. And so we have the ability to regulate our emotions and our thoughts, whereas people with autism have a struggle all the time to try and understand and interact with the world around them.
Yep.
And what happens when they have a service dog is that the dog offers a physical support as well as an emotional support. It allows them to have a focus, and the dog is very aware of where that person is at any given time, emotionally as well as physically. They're also trained. Sometimes autistic children can be runners. So imagine you're in the middle of Mount Pleasant Shopping Centre and you have a 10-year-old child that is very physically capable of taking off.
Oh, yeah, yep.
The dog is trained to stay by that person's side, or if they didn't have that opportunity, they're actually trained to seek that person through smell.
No way.
So it offers them safety as well.
How much is a dog like this worth?
So what happens is it costs Smart Pups $25,000 to train.
Yep.
Smart Pups wears the $5,000 and then asks the families to fundraise in their local community for the $20,000.
So you did $20,000.
That's right.
Yep.
So the reason they ask them to fundraise in the local community is it brings awareness, because that's where that animal is going to be. That's where it's going to be seen. That's where it's going to be active. And doing this fundraising allows people to know what's coming and to be aware of what the animal's role is going to be. We were very lucky that the POP Foundation, which is a group in the Gold Coast who works very closely with Smart Pups, actually gave us a $10,000 grant. Yes, we're very, very lucky. And through a lot of work here at Jamon Kennels with one-on-one personal training, my mum has donated her time and any of the funds that we've got for the one-on-one training, dog washes, selling the eggs from our chickens. We've raised quite a bit of money through that as well.
Yeah.
A lot of the local businesses have got together. No Fuss Cuts is got a coin tin there. She's selling, going to sell raffle tickets for our Easter raffle.
Yeah.
And the same for So Unique. Also, Third Ground, they've got a coin tin up there for Marty. And the Serena Hotel, they've been running meat tray raffles for us. And we now only need, it's probably a little bit less, but roughly 4,000.
$4,000.
We're $4,000, and then we're done. We need to raise that fund because they don't start training the dog until the 20,000 is met. And then it can take up to 24 months for this dog to be trained and come into Marty's life.
Oh my
and
God.
The sooner the better.
The sooner the better. Who's got $4,000 around town? Right. Someone's got $4,000 lying in their... They do. Someone, yeah, they do. People have money and they're looking at, where do I put it? Where do I put the $4,000? So if anyone's got $4,000, you know, now. We need $4,000 now.
But ringing us up and buying a $2 raffle ticket for our Easter raffle, that's helpful. Small bits count. Everything counts. And we have been so grateful. We've had so many great patrons and customers and just people out of the blue saying, hey, let me help. And we're just asking for that little bit of extra help. You know, a couple more people. If you come down to Serena Pub, Serena Hotel and show up for the Easter for the meat raffle on Friday, that'd be great.
Okay.
Buy a couple of tickets. We'll get there. We'll get there very, very soon.
Okay,
just Katie. Just a little bit of extra help.
Just a bit of extra help, exactly. We're here to help you, Katie, and we're putting the call out now. So if anyone has any coin, give us a call. We'll give them your details and we'll get this thing sorted for you. Done, all right?
Thank you so much. It would change your life.
You're a bloody champion. Well, thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
We're here for you. 1-300-872-911. Someone has got that money. Is it you? Show me. Tell me. Shania Twain, 1026, 4MK. I've known a few.